Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers with Cosmic Connection tonight. And for tonight, what we're going to discuss is what the cherubim angels in the center of the cosmos have to say about some of the news stories that are front and center for us this evening. And we have several, and what they do is they open up the Earth records and they give us some information about what is happening behind the scenes, so to speak, in several of the news stories. And I would say, at least for me, I found it extraordinarily interesting. Now, for those of you who are out there listening, and perhaps this might be the first time that you're actually listening, I will give you a little insight into something that we can do. And if you're an individual, perhaps, who might want to be connected to your angels, to your guardian angel, for instance, you can call in and we will see what we can do. Perhaps introduce you to them. You might even want to take a little peek into a past lifetime for a lesson that you need to know right now that will help you for some reason, maybe a struggle that you're working with at the present moment. So we do learn a lot from our past lifetimes. Also, if you have a particular love and devotion for Archangel Michael and you want to talk to him, and you have a question, he will answer. At least he told me he would. And so if you call in, the number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, the number here is 888-810-8322. So feel free to call in and let us see what gift Spirit has for you tonight. Anyway, while you're out there deciding if you're actually going to call in, we are going to give you some information about the news. North Korea is on a lot of people's minds right now. And when I saw the information in the paper that there was an agreement for a nuclear disarmament, I was so glad that this was there, that I could see and read the story. But then there was a little thought in my mind. Is this for real? Is this really the intention of all the parties involved that they're going to disarm? Or is it a situation where we're doing this to perhaps some other ulterior motive? And that was in my mind. And so with that thought, I was really intrigued to talk to the cherubim about what was happening. And so they gave me this message. It was, in one sense, some thoughts on perhaps what I was suspecting, that maybe all the parties involved were not sincere in what they were pledging. But then, on the other side, this really beautiful message, how this was the beginning of an era of peace, and peace that was to ultimately come to Earth. And so keep in mind as we go through this that that is really the real message behind this information. And so the entire reading, all three of these pieces, is in the spiritual notebook if you want to read it in the entirety. What I'm going through is just share with you some highlights that was in these messages. And as I said, if this is of interest to you, you can read the entire message there in the spiritual notebook at BBS Radio. And so they speak a little bit of the designs that the country had on their immediate neighbors that they had the intention to control and dominate the area, that they understand propaganda, and that they're going to agree to a certain document, but that behind the scenes, they really haven't changed that much. But this was the part that I really wanted to share with you. And what the cherubim says is, understand that the spiritual forces will not allow the plans of this country to control those outside of their own borders. This is the beginning of an era of peace, and peace will ultimately come to earth, even though there are those who wish to foster plans of domination and financial gain. We can see the energies from the cosmos that are already integrating with the planetary basic operational plan. So they talk about a certain inertia where people think in a certain fashion. They're kind of stuck in their thoughts, and that many years there have been people who have worked for their own gain over others in such a fashion where they've used the legal system to get what they want, where they've used secrecy and subterfuge to get what they want. And so this pattern has been set in the minds of many. Now, the new energies that are coming into the planet right now is going to change all of that. However, it's going to take some time to take a movement of thought and then change it in another direction. And that's what they mean, that there's a certain inertia that has to be overcome. And the cherubim speak also of how some of the patterns that people have been living under are in their subconscious belief system. And for many of the human race, they have felt powerless and have felt that they are under the domination of other forces. And so much of the new energy has to first change the subconscious belief of people. And it takes a while to change this thinking. They go back to a time in March of 99 where the changes really started in earnest. We have a caller. And your name, please.
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey.
Where are you from? What part of the country, Susan?
Georgia.
Georgia. Have you had some ice and snow there, or is the weather seasonal?
Well, it's going to be pretty cold tonight. We had a little bit this morning, and they're predicting some for Saturday. I'm in North Georgia.
Well, let's hope all of your electric and fuel is going and your house is warm.
It's warm. It's warm enough anyway.
Good. A lot of people have been having problems with that, at least here in the East.
Yeah.
So, Susan, did you have a particular question that you wanted to ask, or were you just wondering perhaps what Spirit might want to be telling you?
Well, actually, I called you Sunday on your other program.
Okay.
And we were, I believe, Mother Mary was coming through.
Oh, yes.
You remember?
Yes.
And your show kind of ended before you ended. Or she ended.
That can happen sometimes.
Right.
See, you're calling in early.
Yeah, so I'm calling in early. And thought, well, okay, let's get the rest of the story.
I just love that, the
Mother
rest
Mary.
Of the story, yes. Well, in our conversation, just to kind of bring everyone up to speed, you had received some information from Spirit, and you believe that this was Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the questions that you wanted to know, I believe, in a sense, was this Mother Mary? Why was she giving it to you, and basically what you were to do with it? Does that kind of...
That's it.
That's
it in a nutshell.
Okay, we kind of put it in a nutshell.
That's right.
Well, As I told you then, and I can see it very clearly, I see this little peasant girl the same way that I saw her the day that you called in, and she is kneeling in prayer. She is very devoted to Mother Mary and has actually spent a lot of her life in prayer and very close devotion to what I would perceive as the Queen of Heaven, and I suspect that she perceived as the Queen of Heaven also. And so there was this very great devotion. Now, what I'm hearing also is that it was not just that lifetime that this child, and she was a young child at the time, had other lifetimes also, very much connected to Mother Mary. And so this was many lifetimes where this child had come to earth and had this very great devotion to Mother Mary. And so the events that are happening now are not for you. Well, first of all, let me say this. Yes, this information that you have been receiving is being authored by the Queen of Heaven, Mother Mary. She has given this to you. There is a close connection between the two of you, and she says that it is because of your devotion that she always stands behind those who are devoted to her, and that this is the beginning. And what she is saying is actually an introduction to what you are about to do, what you are about to receive. And she says, understand and believe that it is I who is speaking to you. You have earned my love. You have earned my care. And she also says, my devotion from all of the many times that you have been my troubadour. And so she stands there next to you at that moment. As a matter of fact, she is standing, her presence is standing on your left side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel her?
Oh, yeah.
I felt
it on the left before you said it.
Well, you see, I was trying to, I was seeing her standing next to you, but I was trying to decide, as I'm facing you, what I'm seeing, you know, your left side, not my left side. I'm trying to decide, what side is he standing on?
That's right. Raise your hand, your left hand, your other left hand.
Yeah. So she's standing on your left side, and she wants you to feel that connection. Actually, she's doing a little bit more than standing on your left side. She actually has her hand on your shoulder, and she is telling you, feel this, because she wants you to recognize this. There is a particular emotion of love that surrounds her touch. And so she is touching you energetically, and she wants you to recognize that energy. She is using my voice and this situation as an introduction to you so that you can recognize her energy. So what you are feeling now, remember that feeling, so that when she does come to you and gives you more information, that this will act as, a recognition, so that you believe and understand and have faith that this is she who is speaking to you. She is also telling me that she will give you a sign if you need a sign. Do you need more than this to feel her energy?
No, not at all.
Okay, so in other words, what you are recognizing as her energy is enough for you, that when you sit down to write, that you will recognize her. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's a definite feeling of energy in a particular place in my body.
Ah, this is what she wants you to recognize. And the reason she is being insistent about this is because when people start working with individuals in spirit, they doubt themselves. And she says, you also have doubted yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a normal reaction. It's not unusual in the very beginning for a person to doubt what they are doing. And that is why she wanted you to call and wanted you to recognize what she is saying is an energetic signature. And that way, when you sit down and you take the information from her, of course, you invoke the power and the protection of those in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She's showing me these beautiful little cherubs. They are so dear. When she comes to you in the future, she will send these little cherubs first so that you know that you are fully protected in her love. And then she will come to you, and then you can recognize this energetic pool, her energy, and you will know then that you are connected with her. Now, how do you take her information? Do you write it down in longhand? Do you put it in the computer? What do you usually do?
Actually, what I'm going to do from this point on is speak it and tape it.
Tape it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good way of doing it, and then transfer it later into...
Right, transcribe it later.
Yeah, okay. That's a good way, and the reason that is a good way is it because it will help you to concentrate on the words and not concentrate on what you're doing with your fingers.
Right.
I did that in the very beginning when I started taking down information. I used a handheld tape recorder because really that is perhaps the easiest way to start. Then I started piling up so much information on tape. I said, all we got to do this another way. And that's when I went directly to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a very good way of starting.
I've done it both ways.
What'd you say?
I've done it both ways.
Yeah.
And either way, even if I type it, because I'm typing so fast and it's coming so fast, I have to go back and correct, you know, the typos.
Oh, tell me about it. You got all that red stuff on the paper. I know
about
that.
So, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Uh-huh. Now, most people who write things think of, first of all, you know this is not for you only. You know, Mother Mary will have personal messages for you, but what you are doing for her is not for your use only. It is for others. And most of the time, people think in terms of writing a book, and that perhaps is the first thing that you think of. She is showing me that you are going to be using this information through the spoken word. Yes, you're going to be writing all of this down, but you are going to be talking about what she has written down to small groups. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that's going to come to pass. She said the first thing to do is to write it out, and she said, do not be anxious about this because the two of you planned all this before you came into this lifetime, you know.
Of course I did. I'm just remembering all this.
Would you say?
Of course I did. I'm just remembering this.
Oh, you're starting to remember it. How wonderful. You are really advancing.
Well, thank you.
Now, when you called me the last time, were you actually remembering it then, or is this something new?
You know, I get little pieces as I go. All
mm-hmm.
along, remembering bits and pieces, or this feels like this, or this
mm-hmm.
is a feeling here, and it just all comes together, and like you have a big piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I got it. And in fact, one of the things that has happened is I'm being gifted with a trip to England.
Oh, how marvelous.
And I've always wanted to go there, and it's being given to me. Everything is paid for, and I got to choose where I wanted to go. And
what a thrill.
Glastonbury,
where are you going?
The tour.
You're going to the tour.
I'm going to the tour, and Mother Mary told me that that was planned also, that this was no accident, and she had something for me there.
Oh, I'm sure she will. You know, I've been to the tour. It's a beautiful place, and I'm sure you'll do some research on it before you go. It is on a very important tower spot.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it would be a place that was dear to her heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll probably go to the Chalice Well while you're there.
If she leads me, I'll go.
She wants you to go to the church at Glastonbury.
To the what?
There's a big cathedral there that is in ruins. You will find it. It's right in town.
Okay.
And definitely the well also. The Chalice Well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it is incredibly wonderful. So, of course, she'll be with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
And so all I can say to that, my dear, is you are in such, she's showing me her hands, such beautiful, gentle, loving hands. And so you are in the care of her hands, dear Susan.
Mm-hmm.
You'll learn much from the tour and Glastonbury. How long will you be there?
Oh, we're going to be there a week.
Oh, you'll go to all the places. How marvelous. How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, Susan, do call in and chat with us when you come back.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, dear sister.
And much gratitude to Mother Mary.
Oh, yes. The beautiful, shining one.
Yes.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye-bye.
We were talking about 1999 and how important that month of March was, because if you go to NASA and there is some information there about the solar flares, that was a period of time when energy came from the solar flares and the wind or hello, this is Carolyn Evers. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Carolyn. This is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
I'm fine. Robert, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd just like to see what Spirit has for me.
Did you have a particular question, or were you kind of just open to see what they were going to offer you?
I was just open to see what they had to offer.
You know, that's a good way of looking at it. So there is nothing in particular, no area of your life right now where you have a particular question. You just want to see where Spirit might lead you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Robert, it takes a little minute, a minute for me to tune into this, especially if a person doesn't have a question.
Okay.
But I will do my best. And what I am seeing standing behind you is an angel. And the angel is showing themselves to me as someone who is very tall. And that might be a way of saying that they are very powerful. And this angel is showing me they're androgynous, but he is showing me the masculine side of his personality, you might say. This is how he is showing him to me. And he is showing me a little picture that is a famous painting where there is a little child going across a bridge and an angel is watching over him. And this is what he is telling you, that this is your guardian angel. And not only is this guardian angel very powerful, but wants you to know that as your guardian angel, that he has been assisting you through all of your lifetimes. Not only has your guardian angel assisted you through all of your lifetimes, but has been with you when you transitioned back into spirit and evaluated the last lifetime that you had been through. And so what your guardian angel is telling me is he wanted you to know how dedicated that he has been to you. And what is upon you now and in the near future, he is there guarding you. So there is no question that you have, because I sense that there is. There seems to be a question in your life right now. I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, but if you did have a question or something in front of you, perhaps he might be willing to give you an answer.
Well, some of the work I've been doing actually tonight was working with almost like an ego child.
Would you repeat that again? Because I'm not sure you were talking in the phone. I didn't quite hear that.
Yeah. Well, no, I was doing some work tonight, actually, of working when I was about 9 or 10, where it was a big transition in my life, a lot of pain, and working on releasing a part of my ego. It's almost like, you know, I put up a front of an ego, and so, and lived that because it hurt so much, and it kind of hid me from, you know, the reality of who I really am and are now.
I think this is what he really wanted you to bring forth, and he wanted you to know that he was powerful, he has been with you, and he is there with you now. And there is a reason for what you're going through at the moment. What you're going through, this pain and the release of this pain, is part of the clearing that everyone must face at the moment. I don't know if you are attuned to the energies. Have you felt these new energies this year as they've been coming through?
I've been working with them for about 3 years now.
Uh-huh. But have you noticed that this year in particular, that they're a little bit different and a little more insistent?
Oh, definitely.
What is happening is that these energies are moving deeper into everyone's physical body and integrating with your body. You're probably aware of the fact that the cells are turning into crystalline cells, moving away from the carbon-based cells. You're aware of that, aren't
right.
you?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I'm asking your angel where you are right now in that process. And he is telling me 45%. And there are what's holding you back at the moment is a core issue where you're addressing the fact that this is painful, and you are very wise to be facing that, releasing it, Do you feel that you've been successful in releasing these pieces from the past, or did you need help with that?
I'm sorry? Can you repeat yourself?
Did you need help with releasing some of this energy from the past, or are you have you been successful enough with it on your own?
Are you talking about this lifetime or other lifetimes?
Oh, bless you. You're into the other lifetimes. Apparently, this is a core issue that's been with you for several lifetimes.
Yeah. I mean, this one has been there, but I've never really been able to get in touch with all the feelings of the pain at the occurrence of the shift.
Yes.
And
that
so,
is the first step, to recognize
right.
the pain, to be connected to the pain. And
yeah, I can use any help I can get.
Okay. Okay.
I'm definitely open to help.
I think this is really the reason that you called, dear. How you release these things, first of all, is you feel the pain. Is it in a particular part of your body, or is it generalized?
It's pretty much in my heart.
Yeah, the heart chakra, yes.
Yeah.
I feel when I go through clearing of this, and let me tell you, we're all going through it. You're not alone. All the light workers are going through this. So you're not being singled out. A lot of us do get that pain in the heart chakra, but there's other places that has to be released also. When you first get these pains in the heart chakra, you wonder, oh my goodness, is this my heart? Am I going to have a heart attack? And how much longer am I going to have to live? And so you've recognized the fact that this is a past life issue. Well, once you heal it, that's the most important thing. Then your guardian angel is telling me now that he is there for you when you go through this, so call on him, that he has great energy and strength of resolve, and so that when you sit down and you go to work on this, first of all, you call him. And of course, God, because you are working with God's energy. And you then feel the pain in that heart area, and then you imagine, you call on God's white light. You surround that area with God's white light, and you turn that over to God for to be transmuted. Now, I don't know if you will feel this, if you're energy sensitive, but when I do this, I literally feel that negativity, that pain leave me and be transmuted. It's almost like something shakes me and I feel the energy leave. Have you ever felt it that way?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's what you're looking for. When you feel that shaking sensation, that is releasing it from the energy body. And I ask that to be turned over to spirit, to be released and transmuted for other purposes. All this is energy. That is all that it is. After you feel that shaking sensation and it has moved away from you, you then bring in God's golden light and you surround the whole thing with God's golden light. And you should be able to clear that. But you've cleared these things in the past. Why is this particular issue seem to be so painful to you? Have you just not tried to have it transmuted, or have you tried it and it's come back?
I don't think I've ever gotten to the core of it. I think
okay.
I've hit the surface. I did a regression once, and
mm-hmm.
as I was going through the pain, I was pulled out. And so I've never really got into that time of my life. I don't know if it's because of the other stuff, the other work that I've been doing, or, you know, I mean, because as
this
you know,
is connected.
So
this core issue is more than this lifetime.
Yeah.
This runs through several lifetimes, and if this sensation is going to come up like an onion, like layers of an onion. So the first time it comes and you clear it, you will know that you have cleared it because of the shaking sensation. That is, to me, a sure sign that it is being released from the energy body to be transmuted. Now, once that happens, like I said, you then surround yourself with God's white light, but you may find you've got the same issue again in the same spot. It is not the same issue. This is another lifetime.
Okay.
You might not release them all at one time.
Right. Yeah, I've gone through many of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, just think about all the times that we have been here, Richard.
It's
Robert, isn't it? Excuse me.
Yes.
Think of all the lifetimes that we have been here. Most of us have dealt with the same kind of issue more than one time. And so it's going to come back, and you think, oh, I didn't clear it that time, but you did. Now, the other thing that I want you to do is, do you have a sense of your angel's energy?
Not all the time.
I mean now.
Felt it before. I mean, I know it's of Syrian descent, because I've seen it before. I've seen him before.
Oh, you have seen him. Do you feel him now?
Yeah, the warmth of love. I can't miss that.
When you go through, because that's why he is standing there. He wants you to feel that connection with him. And of course, you're going to align yourself with Source, and you're going to call in those spiritual beings, but also connect with your guardian angel before you do this work. It's one of the reasons why he's standing there with you. He wants you to feel his particular energy. And so what you're feeling now, when you sit down and do your work, you connect with him and you feel that energy first and then start going through the process. He is there to assist you. He loves you very much. Do you have any other questions about this?
No, I just got some work to do.
Well, if you need help in the future, please feel free to touch base.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
All right. Good night.
Good night. So, my friends, we were getting back to this time of March in 99. There was energy that came to the planet, and there was a stillness in the sense that there was not the... Hello? We have a caller. And your name?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
You know I'm going to have you do secretarial work for me.
Well, hey, I'll help you.
I was just teasing you, dear Nancy. Okay, my friend, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, you know, I have a little question. I'm not sure if the cherubims or anybody can help me, but I thought I'd give it a shot anyway. I found out that I have a half-sister. And
was this new information?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I know that she was at my father's funeral, and we didn't realize it. But she didn't sign the book. We don't have her name.
And
I'm just wondering if there's any suggestions on what else I can do. You know, will she come to me, or... do I have to track her down, or, you know, I don't know.
I'm not sure you can track her down, Nancy. Do you feel that you can?
Not really. I'm feeling that she's going to come to me.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, dear. What I'm sensing here is that you really are not going to be able to track her down.
Okay.
But what you can do, is send pink light to her soul.
Okay.
She's not ready yet.
Okay.
But, and so, even to send it her directly, the pink light of love, she's not ready for that. You send it to her soul. In essence, it's like that higher guiding form of her ego. Send the love to her. Send love and the pink light to her soul. When she is ready, then that is released to her. She's got a little issue to overcome here.
Okay.
I sense there is a feeling almost of shame or unworthiness on her side.
My gosh. Okay.
Well, just think about it. You know, when you haven't been connected to a family,
mm-hmm.
There is a feeling of rejection. And I don't mean just your sister here, but like anyone. It's normal to feel rejected. And you have a dear and loving heart, and you don't want her to feel this way.
Oh, definitely not.
But it's very, when a person isn't ready, you can't force them. But what you can do is send them love.
Okay.
It never hurts to send love.
Awesome.
The fact that she didn't sign the book is something of interest. You know, she wasn't willing really to reveal herself. I suspect it took great courage on her part to be at your father's funeral.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too, yes.
Mm-hmm. I do think there's a part of her that wants acceptance. She wants to be accepted, but there's fear surrounding that. And if there is no way for you to contact her, you don't even know what state she lives in, do you?
Well, she lives in this state, I'm sure of it. And I mean, I saw her once before I even realized I had a half sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that my whole family knew, but me.
Your whole family knew it?
My whole family knew but me. That shows how I don't know, how hidden I kept myself. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks identical to my middle sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her at the hospital where I work at, but she didn't stay there. I mean, she was there, and she disappeared. And I think it's because she saw me, and she wasn't ready to...
Why don't you just talk to your family members? First of all, I would send your... this sister love, because even though she isn't aware of it consciously, unconsciously she will be. So send her the love.
Okay.
And then, just as a practical matter, talk to your relatives. Some of your relatives apparently know where she is and can contact
her. No, the ones that knew are all dead.
Oh.
It's all the older generation, and they're all gone, and it's just my middle sister and I are trying to locate her now.
Well, those who, you could just tell the family, just talk to the family members that you're anxious to meet your sister, that you would love to be aware of her.
Okay.
But from that point of view, Nancy, why don't you materialize her?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, I do. I think so.
Okay. What do you think? How would you materialize her?
Just by visioning her?
Yes.
Because I know what she looks like, but
yes.
She's just a little bit shorter than my middle sister, so I know what she looks like.
Yes.
So just doing with visualization and intention?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
In other words, this is a creative process.
Okay.
So you can bring things into your life if you focus on them, do it, and I know you would do this in a loving manner, send her love,
mm-hmm.
and visualize her, put love around her, and visualize her coming closer and And, I mean, you could even have her walk through your front door if you wanted to. I don't mean literally, but as you are envisioning her, imagine her coming closer and closer to you till she knocks on the door and you open up the door and there she is. And, you know, that will attract her on some level. I think the love issue here is very important to her to feel wanted, and you can send that to her on the inner planes, that you really do want her and you want this relationship with her and you love her, and then work on envisioning her and, you know, materializing her.
Okay. I can do that.
Yes, and, you know, you could even talk to some of your relatives that you would love seeing her at some point.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, you say that everybody who knew her is dead, but, you know, you never know. Somebody might be.
I have very few relatives left, and I've talked to them all. And I put the word out that I know
you've
that
already done that.
Yeah, I've done all that. And I have been sending her love. I just haven't put her in a pink light yet, but I've sent her love. And, you know, every time I think about it, I just send her love and tell her that, you know, I love you, and when you're ready, come to me.
That's beautiful. You're doing all the right things, Nancy.
Okay, so it's just a matter of when she's ready to accept.
Well, if she walks through your front door, you got to call me and tell me.
Oh, gosh, I will. I will, because, you know, she knows my name. It was in the obituary, and that's how she found out about my father's death, was through the obituary, and it had all three sisters' names in there, so she knows this, and one of my sisters is now deceased, so there's two of us left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm the one that lives closest to her.
You don't have any idea of her last name, do you?
No, I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what we saw, and I did find out from my mother before my mother passed that, yes, there is another doctor, but she wouldn't tell me anything about her. She went to the grave with this knowledge.
Does your mom have any papers that you
I've
haven't
been
gone through?
Everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sort of like a little lesson for you, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little lesson in patience.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's one of the things I'm working on.
Little bit of patience there.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, let me know about this ongoing saga. It sounds like fun. It would be wonderful when she knocks at your front door.
I know. You'll be able to hear it without me even picking up the phone. Well, you know, thank you so much, Carolyn.
My pleasure, dear.
You just made me feel so good.
Oh, that's wonderful. You have a pleasant evening.
You too, sweetie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So the cherubim are talking about the different gateways that are opening now to cosmic energies. We were just talking about that a little earlier, how they're becoming intense. And they're even going to become more intense. This is just the beginning. And so what the cherubim are telling us, that, first of all, human thinking is slow to change, but once it starts to change, the changes surface quickly. And it has taken a long time for the thoughts of peace and prosperity for all and brotherhood to find their way to the surface of the thoughts of humanity, but they see great strides in this direction.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello?
Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Richard. How are you tonight?
Hi, Richard.
What
can I do for you, Richard?
I know we're running out of time.
Well, you know how it is. But you know what? The wonderful thing about that, Richard, is you could always call me back on another show.
That I can. Quick question, though. I wanted to know if you were seeing my guardian angel.
Okay.
And where I'm at as far as releasing what I need to release, and if there's something that I should be specifically working on.
Well, that last question, I think you really know. You really know that you've got to be releasing some things. But
well, can we shorten the laundry list? I guess that's the question.
How do you shorten the laundry list?
Can we shorten it?
No, we can't. Richard.
The last caller, or two callers ago, said he didn't always feel when his guardian angel was present. I don't always feel myself either.
You know, part of it is us. It takes a little while to get into that state. The more relaxed you can be, and the closer you can to the alpha state, the easier it is to speak to people on the other side, especially in the beginning. And do you recognize the alpha state?
I know of it. I know what it is. I don't know actually when I'm there.
Okay, you really do know when you're there. It's just that we don't accept that. Just think about this for a second. When you go to bed at night and you're ready to drift off to sleep, it depends on how you go to bed at night, if you're full of anxiety or if you have relaxed, but there comes to be a point in time where you become very relaxed and you start to let the tension go in the different parts of your body. Do you know what I'm referring to now?
Yes.
It's that moment before you relax and drift off to sleep.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I experience that when I'm just in a natural state.
Okay, that's the relaxed state you want to get to. That I'm bringing that up so that you understand that to be open to those on the other side, your body needs to be that relaxed.
Okay.
And so if you've got a lot of turmoil going on in your mind, if you're anxious about something, it's going to be difficult to see and speak to your guardian angel. So first of
all, not a lot of turmoil, just a lot of clutter.
Okay, clutter. How, you know, that's a good word, clutter. And if you've got a lot of clutter going on in your mind, which a lot of us do, you have to find a way to release that clutter. Now that
I've been doing pretty good with doing my own releasing. I just didn't know where I was at as far as, I guess,
okay,
where
that's
I need
the
to be.
State. See, I use music. I have found that music works very well for me. We all have our own thing that we use, and the more times we do it, the quicker we get to that state. So recognize the fact that you've got to remove the clutter, your body has to be relaxed, and then you like tune into. Now, sometimes you can tune into that through your third eye by looking there, or sometimes you can tune into this by looking above. I usually start with a prayer of alignment to Source. I want to be on the right path. I want to be in a positive state of mind. So, you know, just thinking the words God or Source or whatever word you use for the higher power puts you on a pathway. So you're relaxed, you remove the clutter, you're on this pathway, and all parts of your body needs to be relaxed. If you know how to get there, you're there. If you don't know how to get there, then you've got to do more work. So do you feel that you know how to get there?
Usually, I guess I want it to be more natural. I can put myself there if I'm alone and if I can fire breathe for a little bit, and then I can kind of detach myself away from everything.
Well, I will tell you, Richard, that in the very beginning, it takes time. You've got to work on it, but then after you get there a few times, it becomes more automatic the more times you do it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a big part. I'm just not doing it enough.
Well, that's probably it. Now, I'll tell you something else that helps, Richard. If you do it in the same spot. In other words, if you have a place in your home that is a quiet place. Do you have other family members in the house?
Roommates.
Okay.
No,
well, find a place that's away from the roommate. Your own little corner, so to speak. Do you have a little corner somewhere?
Yeah, that usually means go to the bedroom.
Okay, well, wherever that is, if you like sitting in a chair, put it in the bedroom, and when you work with this, go to the same place each time.
Well, I just recently got my pyramids from Fred Bell, so that seems to be working.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first started out, I had some music that I played, and I attuned myself to the music, and as soon as I started playing the music, I was right in that spot.
Okay. Can you take a quick moment to see if you can see my guide?
Okay, we have probably a minute. Let's see what we can do with it. And Richard, if we can't get to it and get all your answers, questions answered, call in this Saturday. I'll be on and Sunday. Okay, now,
okay.
Is there a particular guide that you want, or you don't care who's there?
Well, I've never met any of them. Or...
Well, sometimes people have a particular individual that they really feel attuned to, and they want to see them. So, okay, we'll see what we can find out for you. Give me a second. I'm not sure this is your regular guide. I'm seeing a master, and I'm not recognizing him at the moment. This master has a turban on his head, dark complected. I think we're at the end, Richard.
I'll call you back on Saturday.
Do, dear.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Love you all.